tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
It's where this one you say.
Sing along, guys.
Taking this one to the grave.
Our weekly sing along is what I'm going to miss most. Exactly. On the hiatus.
Yeah, look at Hannah.
Keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Did I do it right?
Yeah.
Do I do the sh?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes. You guys, that was amazing. We got it just right. Well, hello, AfterBuzzers. We're here doing another Pretty Little Liars after show for you all. Of course, it is season 5, and this episode is called I'm a good girl, I am. And we are streaming live on YouTube tonight, and you can always find AfterBuzz on YouTube at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. And we also are on SoundCloud and iTunes, so go on, rate, comment, let us know what you're thinking, and all these theories and crazy things happening on the show. When do you ever have a show where your lead characters are all in jail?
Oh my gosh,
what?
My mind is blown.
So crazy.
Well, Orange is the New Black.
That is true.
To answer your question.
Very valid. Very, very good point. But we'll get into all of that in a second here. Of course, we want to hear from you. So go on Twitter, use the hashtag ABTVPLL. What am I doing tonight? It's all good. I'm Stephanie Wanger, and you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Wanger.
Hey, guys. I'm Kristen Strange, and you can find me on Twitter at Kristen Strange.
Hey y'all, I'm Hannah Pritchard, and you can find me on Twitter at The Hotshot Dude.
Hey guys, I'm Heather Joy Smith, and you can find me on Twitter at Heather Joy Smith.
All right, so let's jump into this. I want to start with the trial and the verdict that causes everything to kind of explode on the show tonight. So the trial, of course, to figure out, I guess, if Allie is, of course,
Guilty.
Yeah.
That's how trials usually, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Very true. You can throw me under the bus. That's exactly what happened tonight to her, exactly, to Allie. So she is, of course, found guilty. I liked that the lawyer, though, used I thought it was really smart to go after that she couldn't have possibly done this with the elbow. I thought that kind of came out of left field, but I really appreciated that. That's like a smart lawyer, because we talk about all the time how the law enforcement is not always the best, and I thought this lawyer kind of turned it around and was like, wait, she actually is using her smarts.
She's throwing like such a girl, like...
I was wondering where that was going.
Me too.
I'm like, what does this have to do with anything?
Especially with the grapefruit. I was like, why not use an actual ball?
Like, maybe like a weight ball. I don't know. Like something that's like 10 pounds at least. I mean, Mona was not a pound.
No.
She's tiny, but not a pound.
Yeah, I was interested to kind of see how that played out. And I was surprised that... Even if she somehow faked getting that certificate, why would you not say that in court?
Yeah.
Because she was like, well, that just makes it worse because then it shows that I lie.
But she was 11.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that there's a big, big difference between a summer camp fib and killing someone. Like, there's a large discrepancy in what you're talking about there, especially when you're so young. Mm-hmm. But it did also bring up this idea of she knows how to do archery.
Mm-hmm.
And who else knows how to do archery?
I want to know who her bunkmate was.
I was going to say...
Andrew, because he was a scout.
Yes, and that was something that I picked up. Yeah, because
Andrew was on my sketch list this week.
Yeah, I know, and I get that, but that's stupid. They're trying to make it too obvious that it's Andrew, so it can't be Andrew. Like, it can't be obvious.
He's probably involved somehow. But, I will be mad if the only thing that we get is Andrew, because it's like, you just brought him back for, like, 3 episodes, and now you're going to shove him in our face as A? Yeah.
Exactly. No. That, like, would only prove that they don't know who A is after. You know what I mean? I still am standing by Caleb. He acted like such a douche the whole episode. Like,
what
I can't get away from that.
Up with him tonight?
Right? Everything he did or said, I was like, dude, Caleb, sit down.
You know what's so crazy is I was on Twitter for the East Coast feed for a bit and saw everyone I know in our group, we were all talking about, like, oh, he's terrible. Like, why is he acting this way? Everyone was like, he's such a perfect boyfriend. Like, boyfriend goals.
And that is why he is A. And that is why he is A.
Yeah. Like, it, literally, everybody was hashtagging, like, Caleb, boyfriend goals. And I was so surprised because my immediate reaction was, like, he's overstepping his bounds. Yeah. He's being that controlling guy that I don't think anyone wants to be with, but apparently
Twitter does.
I am very wrong, and Twitter did want to be with him.
They're so crazy.
Yeah.
And clearly he has a partner in crime, obviously, because of the Arrow things.
Yeah.
And then it threw me for a loop because Toby was clearly with Spencer while he was chased down by those arrows or whatever.
Well, I think we can get on board with the fact that A is a team.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I still think it's, I don't know why, but I still think it's both of them. Plus, in the well, I'm getting way ahead of myself.
Yeah, but I did. Were you talking about Toby and Spencer? Were
well, you gonna no, say something no I was going to say something about the preview. Okay. But go and do
because,
you.
Okay, that was weird. Like, I would never choose the cops instead of you, and so I'm going to tell Tanner I'd choose you. And then, like, you're talking about the awkward long kiss. That was weird.
It was.
It was so awkward.
I get it. It was, like, very passionate. And I'm like, oh, okay, now I want a boyfriend. But
I was like, too much right now.
It was that, like, 3 seconds too long situation where you were like, oh, they're really
too much.
Yeah. It was interesting, I guess, in that way. Because I always hate when that happens. You're like, oh, I just want to turn away. Yeah. This feels weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I'm still rooting for Team Johnny. I'm like, okay, I'm over you, Joey. I get that this is a hot moment, but, like,
I feel like you're squarely in Team Johnny. You could be, he could turn out to be A, and you would still be like, I'm Team Johnny.
I absolutely would. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
She's like, I still want Johnny as my boyfriend.
Amazing. So, but, like, I just, literally, he could do anything, and you'd be like, yep.
Yep.
Still, it's like, I don't care. Murdered cool. Mona. I don't even care.
I don't care. Team Johnny, all the way. You stole the show, man. You stole the show.
Yeah. Do you think that all these girls, they end up after Allie's convicted of the murder, they end up all being taken in and, like, processed into the system and in jail. Do you think they're going to stay in jail? Or
well, I wanted a little more information.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted a little bit, like, you're under arrest for being accessories to a crime. First of all, you probably shouldn't have been there if you thought she was
convicted.
That was
dumb. I mean, does that actually happen in real life that people get arrested in a courtroom after somebody else has been charged with a crime?
I feel like it doesn't.
I don't know.
I'm not a lawyer, but I feel like it doesn't.
I think you can be charged with something. I think that was a very fast process of like from courtroom to jail. I think that
they've probably been building the case.
Well, I was gonna say, I feel like that's just because they were there. If they wouldn't have been there, I feel like the people that weren't in that courtroom, they would have gone and arrested them after her being found guilty. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. That makes sense.
And I'm actually kind of down to see them all in jail.
Oh, like, my God. Like, now they've all been in jail. And there's got to be one of them that's not 18. Like, you would have thought between all of them, one of them wouldn't
They all had early birthdays.
Right? I was 17 when I graduated high school and when I started college.
Me too.
Like, someone has to be.
Really?
Yeah,
I was like, whoa. 2 weeks into college, still 17.
Yeah, I know. I was 17 for a while. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's so true. They don't deal with that they're all barely 18.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have to assume that they're all barely 18. I don't think we see their birthdays a lot on the show.
Yeah, Nan's birthday.
Yeah, so
they kind of gloss over that because they want to keep this
They don't
want
us to age
forever. They're the same age over and over and over.
And they've done a good job of that.
Yeah.
Well, like six, however many seasons, and they've maybe aged like 3 years.
They were 2 years. They were juniors, right?
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy. But do you think Toby will get Spencer out first? This was like, I feel like he's going to try.
I think he's lost his privileges because he seemed like he was like allowing.
He's now on coffee duty.
We'll get out last because she's already been in jail before.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like she's.
I kind of feel like Toby's going to be shady with the situation.
Because he knows too much.
Yeah. And I don't think he's genuine enough in their relationship.
Yeah. Me neither.
So I think he's gonna let her sit in there a little while.
Yeah. Just to make her miss him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you kiss those other guys, sit in jail.
Yeah.
Sit in jail.
So awful. That is definitely, the punishment does not fit the crime.
Well, it seems like Spencer goes a little crazy or something. In the previews, like, she was in her orange jumpsuit, but she wasn't in jail. Like,
Like,
are we having, like, a Radley moment? And, like, she's losing it?
I took that. The only way I could imagine that is that it was some sort of dream.
Yeah.
Right.
Like a flashback of some sort. Or
yeah. Also, I have the best idea in terms of seeing these girls with the arrows and summer camp and all of that. I want a Pretty Little Liars special in the summer for, like, summer camp, like a flashback to all of them with the arrows.
Lord knows we'll use that cabin again. Swear on my life. That cabin cannot be used anymore. Every time that they are not in Rosewood, I'm like, oh, there's the cabin. Oh, it's cabin's cabin again.
They find unique ways of shooting that forest.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, right. They do.
Yeah, because you know it's the same forest, and they are just looping around it. But, you know, good for them for being creative. And so I do want to talk about that. It's a great transition
to the forest.
Yeah, to Mike's brutal attack in the forest.
Poor Mike, his like face was all bloody and bruised.
Yeah, the makeup looks good on it.
Yeah. It's so sad.
I want to give us a little pat on the back. From last week, we all said that Mike was going down, and he went down quickly tonight. Of course, he was debating whether he should take the stand and in the trial and, you know, say what he knew about Mona. And I love that Ezra steps in and tries to get him not to, and then you have Caleb. It's kind of like good and evil playing.
But it was like, Ezra, like, wanted him to, because he goes, here's the car keys, go get the bags out of the car. Yeah, Ezra, that's what's gonna happen.
I don't know if anyone else was just waiting for the engine to turn
off.
Like,
was like,
that was the only sound I was looking for in that entire scene.
He just told you he wants to go testify, and you're trying to convince him out of it, and you give him car keys. Yeah. Where does that sound like a good, solid plan to you? Come on, Ezra.
So,
don't think it through.
Yeah. No, it's so true. It's crazy to think that that's what you would do. Like, you would take...
He's supposed to be the smart one.
Yeah, right? Well,
yeah, exactly.
He's supposed to be the mature
adult.
I know that, like, he's weird when he's with Arya, but, like, he is an adult. Like, he should... And also, their teacher. I mean, I don't know if he was ever Mike's teacher specifically. I don't recall.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but definitely had, like, was around school. Even if you didn't have the teacher, you probably saw him.
You call him, like, Mr.
Fitz.
Fitz, right? Yeah.
Mr. Ezra.
Mr. Ezra. So, I don't know. To me, it was just one of those things where I wanted him to kind of be stronger in almost taking... I don't want to say the parent role, because that's so
weird.
But,
like, the adult, leader, mature role.
Yeah, like, the teacher role.
He should have.
And do you have a...
No.
I thought you were totally going to disagree with me.
Nope, I was totally disagreeing, just sitting over here like, yep, guys, that's good. Sounds good to me. What?
No.
I agree, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those things where you're kind of like, why is he not stronger? And Caleb comes in there and is just...
Like a douche. I'm sorry, I keep having to call him that. Yeah, he's like a big old douche in this episode.
He was so creepy calling Ezra, though. Like,
the
I thought that was
face
weird.
Was creepy.
Yeah, well, he was creepy in the whole part, and then he was like, Ezra, and I was like, Mr. Fitz to you, Caleb.
He just had his panties in a bunch the whole time. Like, every conversation, I was like, step
this
down.
This is where Caleb thinks he is. Caleb, everyone else.
Exactly.
It's like, me and Hannah rule the world. We're gonna.
Yep.
That's exactly
what it is. We're looking
upon
the rest of you. I don't care what happens in your lives as long as mine is good.
I mean, that's kind of true. What I want to know from all of our Twitter followers out there, though, is Caleb being protective? Like, we obviously on this panel think he's being a little too protective.
Yeah.
But is he just being protective and the good boyfriend? A boyfriend goal, as I so like to call it. Or is he overstepping the bounds and, you know, getting too involved in Hannah's case? So that is the question that I want you to use. Use the hashtag ABTVPLL, and we will definitely check in on that. And we're excited to see what you're thinking about that. Because I feel like on our panel, we're all kind of on the same page, like, overprotective. But I also have to say, like, we're all not in high school anymore. Yeah. So maybe that's, there's like a different perspective.
Yeah.
Or like, and just, maybe we all have the same taste in men and some women like that. I mean, I know that me and Hannah have the same taste in men, so I don't
We've talked about it.
Yeah. Except for I'm not into Johnny, so like, we'll take that one.
That's where you guys separate. That's where you separate. Found the line. All right. So who do we think actually attacked Mike? Is it
A?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Yes, A. But I want to know, I guess it's the same question we always have, which is,
like, who was that person? I think that person was Andrew.
Yeah. And I'm going with Andrew on that one, too.
Like, then, I mean, okay, it maybe is a little too obvious. Like, yeah, I was a scout. Like, I can shoot arrows, but I don't know.
And it's just kind of too coincidental that Ari was trying to get a hold of him the whole night. He wasn't picking up his phone, but yet, you know, he's the first one to be like, well, you didn't pick up your phone kind of thing. Like, if you're going to get on her about that, then you better pick up your phone if she's going to call you then.
And he was spending all night working on, like, a yearbook paper. That was one page.
Yeah, please.
You're a smart guy, Andrew.
I agree with you. Yeah. Andrew is definitely a suspect to me.
His alibi doesn't add up to me.
I do wonder, though, if there's kind of two separate attacks going on. One on Andrew actually being, like, tied up as he was, and the other one, because he was in Ezra's car.
Yeah.
And so was Andrew going after Ezra with the bow and arrow, and then we only see the arrows going after Ezra. Like, I believe Mike didn't have any, like... Yeah.
That's a little serious, though. Like, I'm dating your ex-girlfriend. Yeah, let me shoot you with a bow and arrow.
I don't know. Which, Andrew seems a little crazy.
That's true.
But that's why I don't want them to do that. I feel like we all liked Andrew when they first, you know, presented him with Arya.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Like, but they want Arya and Ezra to be together.
They will. There's no doubt of that. But I'm like, can we just leave Andrew alone? Like, do we have to bring in a new person and be like, well, maybe
Like, yeah, that's true. We have enough suspects right now. I don't need anyone else to consider.
I just wonder if Andrew... He's obviously not, I'm going to say, Master A or Uber A. By the way, actually, I have to find it, the tweet. But we had the most amazing tweet this week about an explanation of why Uber A could relate... like, how Uber is a German word... And how it all goes back to the German descent and who has German descent. And the person looked up all the last names and figured out who that would be. So I know I retweeted it. So go to my Twitter and you will find it there.
I wish I had my phone right now.
I didn't see this.
I mean, it was crazy. Damn. I will have to pull it up as we're going through our show and give a shout out to this person because it was incredible. On Tumblr,
people are impressive.
Yeah.
It
really went through in so much detail and convinced me. So, I mean, impressive, but I do want to talk about Uber A or Master A. Probably not Andrew.
No. He does look German, though, but no.
I wonder if it's like, if it's going to be he's working for the Uber A or if he is a kind of, again, that separate attack. Like, he's after Ezra. It's not really about the A situation.
Yeah.
And that Mike has the A.
That's like a little, like, I don't know. Like, Arya needs to dump him if it's just the Ezra. I mean, either way, I guess she needs to dump him. But if it's
or maybe
just
he's
Ezra,
not involved at all. I feel like he's not involved at all. I feel like they're planting him too much as being involved that he's not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A little too obvious.
Yeah.
That's fair. I think that is fair.
Thanks, guys.
Maybe he just really likes her. Like, a lot.
But he's being really creepy still.
He is being weird.
He doesn't know how to have a girlfriend.
Socially awkward is what he is.
But I feel like that's, like, the directors and everybody being like, okay, so we want you to kind of, like, play it on the line. So if we want, we can push you that way. And if we don't want you to be A, we can push you the other way. We want to have the option.
Yeah, they haven't made up their mind yet.
We want to have the option of which way to go.
I mean, it's a little bit playing that card right now, I have to say. But let's talk about Andrew's jealousy back with Arya. That was, like, straight up crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Like, yes.
Wait, what? His jealousy with...
With Arya was straight up, like, like, when she was like, oh, I went to Ezra instead of you.
Oh, about Mike leaving? About taking Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was with Ezra for a really long time.
I mean, they have a level of trust that I don't think you could have.
After 2 weeks.
Exactly. And he's like, you know, he's trying to throw out that, well, I told you I was available 24/7. It's like, it's not the same. Like,
it's not just, like if you, I start dating just, someone now, I'm going to be like in a week, like, oh my gosh, I have to go to the hospital in the middle of the night. Like, I'm not going to call you. Exactly. That's awkward.
No. Yeah. No. That's like just a level of having like insecurities because she's dated that guy for so long, which is like understandable, but still. Cool, your old man.
And he's, like, older and...
And he has that relationship with Mike. They already know each other. Yeah. This has been going on for a long time.
it's true. Like, I feel like she would... I think you navigate towards old friends or, like, people that you really trust at that point. And so she would go to him. And I... But it was super sketchy when he wasn't available, when she finally did call him. Mm-hmm. Where was he with a phone arrow?
Yeah. He was working on his yearbook page.
I mean, his excuse. That, I like that you said that. Like, that is absolutely the truth. Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind.
No doubt. Did you guys miss that part?
Yeah. They
explained
like, that's
that.
What he said.
Duh. He totally was.
So amazing. And, I just found the tweet about, the German descent. And, it's from Allegra C. And I just want to give her...
I did see that.
...a major shout-out because it is an incredibly detailed theory. I don't know if she actually came up with it or not, but thank you so much for sharing it with us.
It was incredible.
Yeah. And let's jump into a big announcement that we have for you all.
Yay!
I know, we've been teasing it for so long, so thank you for being patient with us. And, you know, we are, of course, streaming live next week for the finale at the YouTube Space LA. We were all there over the weekend getting ready for this super exciting event.
It's a really cool space.
I mean, it's an incredible just facility that you can create all kinds of content at. But that's not the most important part of our announcement. We loved being there, though. It was incredible.
Yeah.
And the important part is that we're going to have a panel of guests from the show come and hang out with us. Yay. And, you know, we're going to have a friend of AfterBuzz, Brandon Robinson, who's phenomenal and so great to us and has been here a few times already.
And a lot of people think that Lucas could be A, so maybe he could offer us some insight on that.
Mm-hmm. So exciting. And then we're having Leslie, who, of course, plays Spencer's mom. And I mean, so exciting to have her, and she can give us kind of that lawyer perspective and what's going on with all the legal proceedings on Pretty Little Liars,
which is sketchy part of the Hastings family.
Yes. And Roma, who plays Officer
Tanner. Detective Tanner.
Detective Tanner. I always want to call it Officer Tanner. Detective
she,
Tanner.
She, like, graduated from Officer to Detective.
Roma, and she's phenomenal as well. And we're so excited to have these three guests. And we're adding more literally as we speak here. So we're still working on it. And we will have those announcements for you on Twitter and probably next week live on the show. Some surprises as well. So please tune into that and let all your friends who are Pretty Little Liars fans know. And be sure to check out all of our social media this week because we'll be tweeting up a storm about it.
Yeah, if you guys are in LA and you guys want to attend, we are going to pick a few people from whoever emails us. So you can email us at abtvpllhosts@gmail.com and just say you want to attend and who you want to come with. And then probably this Friday we're going to pick just a handful of people from whoever emails us. So if you're one of the lucky ones, we'll email you back and give you all the details.
Yes, and we should also mention, super important, that we will be airing at an earlier time next week. We will be following the East Coast feed of the show, which airs our time at 5 p.m., but it's still 8 p.m. East Coast. And so we'll be airing 6 p.m. on the West Coast and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. So be sure to watch us live and tweet your questions too. We will, if you have any questions all week or during the show, tweet at us and we will be sure to ask.
Yep. Yes.
Many as we can, definitely. So let's get back to this week's episode and talk about Spencer and Emily's search through the, like, I call it a forest park. I don't know.
It's
a playground.
I think it's a park.
Okay.
Parks. Playgrounds are inside parks.
True statement.
Yeah.
Fine.
I just want everything to happen in a forest on the set. Don't worry about it.
Stephanie's like, I recognize that tree. You used that tree at the other set. Yeah.
Did you move that tree? I think you did. No, just kidding. So this was pretty crazy, though, to go and, like, search in the park, and then they meet, and nothing is ever random on this show. Yeah. They meet the volunteers from a church organization who are like, we're always here, and... But are they always there? Because they...
Who knows? Now they
are. Maybe they feel like they're always there, but they weren't certainly all there that one day that they all needed to be.
Yeah. It's so true. I mean, I wonder what they... When they were searching in the park, I know they were looking for, like, a witness or someone who could say that Allie was there, but it just felt like searching, like, for a needle and...
Yeah. It honestly reminded me of being like a little kid at a park and like picking up random trash and thinking it was like treasure. Like, where did this come from? I just found a clue.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy to think about for sure. I was just like, this seems a little odd. And it felt like Spencer had like a relatively big role, but Emily was just like her sidekick this episode. It was really strange because that's not normally Emily's role on the show.
Except that later, she was like, let me take the lead. You're intimidating.
Yep. Yeah. I did appreciate that. Yeah. Again, the self-awareness of Pretty Little Liars can never go unnoticed. Yeah. speaking of self-awareness, I wanted to call this out in case someone didn't notice. Sarah Shepherd.
Yes, I saw that. Yes.
Yes, played a news analyst tonight on the show. And so a big, like, I feel like that's pretty self-aware
that's
to have
so
your
cool.
Yeah, have your little author. It's like a totally, like, a little love for the fans. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Dug it.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I wonder if she's like, I can't believe the direction this show has gone.
Yeah, right? I know, because her books are like, they're amazing.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a little calmer than what the show has become. The show is off the charts crazy
now. I mean,
now.
Five seasons in, though, you've got to take it to another level.
Yeah. True. I'm still standing by, though, that they're going to give Allie like a twin or sibling. I still think it's going to happen. Because they introduced that forever ago with her mom, like, seeing them
Ashley
as twins.
Ashley seeing the twins,
yeah. So I still think that's going to come back. I think that will play
out. But Ashley saw it, so maybe it's got something to do with Hannah.
They're sisters.
Maybe. Stop. Too much. Mind blown.
I mean, they were kind of teasing at something between Hannah and Allie earlier in the season, so.
Huh.
And
that'd be interesting.
They look a lot alike.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, yeah.
Interesting. Stop. Okay. Well, I'm going to ponder on that.
Yeah. I know. I was like, you maybe have to ponder till next
week. Yeah, right. I feel like that was like silence crept over all of us. Was,
we were
like,
Hannah,
is that really possible?
Come to a conclusion now. Yeah.
And it doesn't happen a lot. Silence on this panel is pretty unusual. I feel like we talk quite a bit. So to get us to really ponder it is pretty crazy.
Sorry, guys. I just figured that out last time I was watching. I was like,
interesting.
I don't know how I feel about that, but anyways.
But what did you think about Aria's mom making an appearance?
She has been a long time.
Right?
It was so good to see her.
Since I've been watching season 3, I was like, oh, right. I just saw her because she's in season 3. And then I was like, wait, she's been here in a while.
Yeah, right? I missed her.
I forgot that she was a teacher.
Right? When she popped up, I was like, oh my God, I forgot I haven't seen you.
Yeah.
Like, we're friends. We haven't seen you forever.
We are friends.
We are. We're besties.
Stop.
But what did you think about her trying to protect her? It felt like she was protecting not her daughter, but, like,
But I feel like there is some sort of, like, confidentiality with, like, students and
like
stuff like that as a teacher.
It's a murder trial.
It's a murder trial that your daughter's now going to be in trouble for. At some point, you gotta, like...
She's talking about, like, drugs.
Like, I was going to say, but Chica couldn't help at all. Like, they're going to take her seriously when her, like, state of mind was altered. So it's not... It honestly wouldn't have made a difference anyways to the trial or not.
No, but I did think it was crazy, her, like, explanation of why she, like, wouldn't remember. It was...
Oh, my God. I, like, wrote down a bunch of the quotes that they said about her being high because I thought it was so funny. Like, all of the things that they said revolving around
this
girl taking drugs.
We have a whole conversation about this.
She saw, like, fingers on one hand. NPR through her cavity fillings, high as a kite, past the cranberries. Like, all coming from adults was hilarious to me. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, no, I mean, too cool for school, clearly. but I just thought that was, like, one of those crazier things that I was just like, oh, this is so weird. And I just wanted her to be in Arya's corner, finally. And you saw her be like, you can't be friends with Allie anymore. She really didn't feel like the supportive mom that I feel like she's always been on this show. I mean, minus her relationship with Ezra. But, like, in general...
But she came around really quick.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she tends to be there for Arya. And this felt like a kind of 180 from her normal character. It was really strange to me.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with her.
I wonder if we'll find out next... it seems weird to find out next week, like, where she's been this whole time and maybe why.
She's grading those papers. So
she's changing stuff. But
also, do you think we're going to get a solution next week? This jumps a little into predictions, but do you think we're going to get a prediction or a... We're going to get any information about Hannah's mother and what's going on with her and with a pastor and all of that. I feel like that's like a storyline that just dropped off this week for me.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many of those like minor storylines that they are just not going to be able to fit in next
week's
episode.
And they come like back and in and out. So maybe we'll see him like
season six.
And what about Leslie being back on the show and being on trial? Like opening with that after we had all been waiting for her to come back.
I think I called that she was coming back. Yeah.
You absolutely did. And she just came back to basically throw everybody under the bus. And why is she living with Mona's grandparents? I'm like, why is she living... When they said that, I was like, why? 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 Sketchy. What is her connection to their family that they would have to take her in?
I do wonder... she made me think, like, what about the multi-generational connections? Like, is it a cousin of her? Like, is there some other relationship that we're not aware of with that family? Like, why did she move in with them, or were her parents friends with their, like, I just didn't understand how she just like randomly moved into this situation. But we did get tweets this week about, again, that multi-generational A, and are there adults involved in this, like, A
does scenario? Everybody even trust that this Leslie chick even knows Mona, though? Like, part of me is like, maybe her and Mona aren't friends at all.
Yeah, maybe that's, she's like another person that
who's made up this entire story.
She, like, saw it in the news, and she just...
Sketchy.
Or she's, like, hired by A.
Creepy.
To, like, go in and...
It is really crazy, to think about.
So many things to think about.
No, I mean, I think that the show now, like, with this big A reveal that they've been promoting literally all season, like, there is a lot where you can go back and find these little clues, and I feel like that's all I've been trying to do, and look at all of your tweets and see what you're all thinking, too, because there's obviously things we miss as the four of us, and we come in directly after seeing the show, so, like, it's always nice to hear from you guys, so definitely continue to do that. Go on YouTube, iTunes, all of it. You can tweet at us, rate, comment, let us know what you're thinking. We love hearing from you. This show is so much fun to talk about. So many theories, so little time.
I could do two shows on this show, like, after every episode. I have so much to say.
It's, I mean, it's crazy how much and how many notes I take for this show, or like double what I take for any other of my shows here.
It's like the only show I do take notes for. It really is. It like gives me anxiety.
Well, you're like making diagrams.
Well, it started giving me anxiety, and I'm like, okay, one, two, okay, nobody's calling me out. Nobody's calling me out.
Before we jump into news and gossip, I do want to talk about the A little moment with the the black glove at the end of the episode with the dolls, and they're all going to jail, and then I think you see...
That was a really good song, and someone tweeted us about that. It was a really good song.
And Allie's, like, going overboard, it looks like overboard, or, like, they were, like, closing...
Was that Allie? She had dark black hair.
Maybe it was Mona then? Was that Mona?
But Mona's not in a red or an orange jumpsuit.
I thought it was Emily.
Emily.
And then Hannah was like up in the little tower thing.
I think they were like closing them into the prison.
Okay, but I don't understand why it was only two of them.
No, there were.
I know, but like actually being closed in.
Maybe the rest of them are getting off.
They just didn't have enough time. Needed to.
Yeah.
The rest are going in. They're just going... Maybe they're going to a different prison.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe they're...
Not enough
maybe they are under 17 and they're going...
That's true.
I don't know. Just putting it out there. Yeah. Maybe we're thinking, maybe they're going to the juvenile correction facility.
You know, someone's got to.
And let's all hope not.
Just like tell me someone's going to juvie or give me a reason why someone's not, because I don't believe that they're all 18.
No, I mean,
like someone's got to be born in June, July.
I think that that is one of those real life concerns, and it's not probably a Rosewood concern, in all honesty.
But I'm concerned.
They want, like, for storytelling purposes, I like that I'm explaining this.
Yeah.
I feel like for storytelling purposes, they probably want all these girls in the same location. So, because otherwise, are you going to have notes, or, like, are they going to try to, like, text each other? How are they communicating amongst the girls? Having them all together makes for just a more interesting
stories.
I'm gonna
need a better explanation, ABC Family.
Yeah. I'm not.
I don't buy that.
Yeah. I just think that also, if you're going to continue this into season 6, then this is probably something that
they're not going to college anymore, so that doesn't have to worry about.
Exactly. I mean, you're not gonna, but I do think that, you have to have the girls in somewhere where they can all communicate with each other.
Yeah. I feel like if you're put into jail as an accessory to murder, you can pretty much let kiss college goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know much about that, but
I feel like that's it. Your life is pretty
mature. I'm assuming you're you're correct on that. Are you ready for some news and gossip?
Yeah.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, Lucy Hale did an interview with Yahoo Beauty, and she revealed, like, the makeup tips that she's learned while being on the Pretty Little Liars set. And I loved that she says, "I can cover a zit like it's nobody's business." And I was like, what a, like, great thing to learn on set.
Yeah,
like,
I need to learn these tips.
I know, I was gonna say. And so relatable, too, because she comments, "I'm definitely the girl that goes to Sephora and spends way too much. I'm always buying things I'll never use." And I was like, that is me.
Yeah,
all of us.
Yeah, I am always buying things that I always use, though. I go through makeup like that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I go to Ulta and buy, like, everything. I'm like, I'm never going to use any of this. I just have to go to Ulta just to get something. It's like an addiction.
Yeah, it is. It's a serious one.
And it's just, like, I'll go for one item that I legitimately do need, and then it becomes a whole other thing. So I
walk out with, like, a bright pink lipstick that you never, ever, ever wear.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just like, oh, I'm glad Lucy Hale and I have the same pattern in life. And then Keegan Allen will appear on Young and Hungry, another big ABC Family show.
Nice.
Love that show. So much fun.
Who is he going to be?
Oh, yeah, I know.
He's going to be a new love interest.
I bet.
Yeah. Tyler, he's a hipster drummer and a love interest for the main character.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Does that
for
mean
Gabby?
Yeah, for Gabby. I know. I was like, I don't know if all the Pretty Little Liars fans watch Young and Hungry, but yes.
You should.
Gabby,
it's a great show.
You should.
Adorable.
We recap it starting next Wednesday.
It's phenomenal. It's such a fun show, and you know, adorable and ABC Family style for sure. If you watch Baby Daddy or Melissa and Joey, I like that I'm promoting ABC Family right now. But
watch all the shows;
they're all so good. So you definitely should be watching them. But yeah, I'm excited to see him take on something a little lighter, because that show is funnier, I would say.
Like, he's not going to be killing anybody or anything.
Exactly. Like, it's
probably.
It's a silly rom-com. Always a good time.
Yeah.
And let's jump into predictions.
Ugh.
And, everyone's not jumping in quite at once. All right. Here we go.
I always predict, like, throughout the show.
I know.
These are so hard because I never have any
answers.
It's going,
like, 100 different ways.
I know.
Okay, but I do have one prediction. When Hannah and Allie were with the lawyer and they passed the note back and forth, I predict that that was done on purpose so the lawyer would get that, because it's got some kind of information on it that's going to get them out.
That's interesting.
I like that. That's a great prediction.
Yeah. It was, she wasn't even trying to hide it. She was like,
no. That's why, the way that she gave it up, and, like, it was just done, like, in a way that I felt like it was done on purpose, almost.
Yeah. True statement. And they didn't, like, I felt like we needed to pause and read what that said.
I know.
Yeah. But there
when
was
we
so
didn't,
many diagrams
we kind
on
of
it.
Missed an opportunity.
It was something about the Charles De Laurentiis thing.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and pause it when I rewatch.
Yeah.
I just want to know what the tux and the corsage was in relation to at the end with the gloves.
So what is it going to be next week?
I don't know, because they didn't show anything in the preview with, like, any sort of ball or dress-up kind of thing, but they showed that corsage and that tux, and I was like, well, okay, then it's definitely, there's a guy who's A.
Yeah.
So we know that, but there's also a female because they have the corsage, but that's...
Or they're...
Those are dumb predictions.
Or that's for their girlfriend.
Yeah. I do think that...
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. I think Ezra and Arya, I wouldn't have said this a week ago, but I think they're on a crash course to get back together.
Totally.
Like, I feel like it could even happen in the finale next week. Like, they are...
Oh, dang, really?
Yeah, I think they are on a fast forward because he tried to protect her brother and saved her brother once he was attacked. Like, I think that will bring Ezra and Arya closer than ever.
Yeah, I mean, she wanted to go to college single, and now she's going to jail, so... Just need to go to jail single.
I think that Ezra's always been there for her, and you'll see him come back, even though she's in jail, and and be there for her. So that's my prediction, and also just something that I really want. So, you know, good times. But next week, the finale of Pretty Little Liars and our special live from the YouTube Space LA. Definitely be sure to watch. We're having so many people from the cast. It is going to air once again at 6 p.m. On the West Coast and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. So be sure to watch, tweet us your thoughts, questions, all of it this week. And we'll be back next week with the finale.
Yay! So excited.
And you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Wenger.
You can find me on Twitter at Kristen Strange and on Instagram at Kristen Aubrey Strange.
Y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at The Hotshot Dude.
And you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Heather Joy Smith.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.